News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Office of Public Works has doubled down on warnings that a metro stop at St Stephen's Green will have profound negative impacts on the park. And architect and environmentalist Duncan Stewart joins us now. Good morning to you, Duncan. Do you agree with the OPW? A metro stop, I think it will be somewhere near the Shelburne is where they're talking about, that this would have a negative impact on the area?
Well, Ciara, you know, my view on the Metrolink generally is that it has major problems. But yes, St Stephen's Green is a very sensitive area. It's an iconic part of historic Dublin. And, you know, obviously putting a train station there, that location, is a sensitive place. But it's really, my view, that's only a very small part of the major problem of the Metrolink. And I'm very pro public transport.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised that I know you are. You know, and obviously you're an environmentalist yourself. Would the Metrolink not take hundreds of thousands of people out of their cars?
That's the problem. It's going to cost an awful lot of money, 9.5 billion at the least. Mm-hmm. And that could end up like the Children's Hospital at 2.5 times that figure. You know, a tunnel is very unpredictable to build and a very expensive and a very carbon intensive structure to construct. So there are major problems with it, but it's the exorbitant price cost that the taxpayer will have to pay for this, when it should, by the way, be, if it was to go ahead, and I'm not in favour of it going ahead, but it should be the airlines that pay for this and not the taxpayer. I mean, the amount of money that this is going to be, just take the average householder in Dublin, you know, take all of our householders in Dublin. It would be equivalent to 20,000 euros from every family in Dublin to build this over this decade.
Okay, I accept that it is dear, and that obviously we could spend that 9 billion differently on public transport, but the Stephen's Green thing specifically, the OPW are saying it's going to damage trees, it's going to damage the environment per se. But Duncan, would it not be the case that whatever they do, they could, you know, fix afterwards, replant trees, for example?
Can I say it's a tiny part of the problem for me? It's the real issue, and I want to talk about the need, urgency for public transport in Dublin. We have a situation where so many cars have to come into Dublin every day that they overwhelm our streets and block buses, and the whole public transport is not working.
No,
in Dublin.
And I accept that, but the government would argue that Bus Connect is being brought in, that they're going to extend the Dart and they're going to extend the Lewis, but that an underground system and indeed a rail system connecting the airport is vital. Most other countries do have in their capitals a rail link to the airport.
Dublin is a very low density city, and the cost of building and servicing and even operating a tunnel that's 18 kilometres long is not a solution for a low-density city, sprawling city like Dublin. It will not be effective. It will only bring at least, at maximum, 5% of commuters, give them a solution in Dublin. It doesn't deal with the broader issues of the metropolis of Dublin, where we need a very effective, well-integrated, well-connected public transport network system. And we don't have it in Dublin. We're the worst city in the world under the TomTom Index. Of all 387 cities that are over 1 million in the world, Dublin ranks the second worst city in the world.
Okay.
And we have to realise that the amount of time people have to spend delayed in traffic congestion is costing the average family 5,000 a year in lost time.
All right. Look, thank you for that indeed. That is architect and environmentalist Duncan Stewart. Love to know what people think about this. I still don't object to it while the coffers are full. I still think a rail connection to the airport's not the worst idea.
I think we need to be careful about Mindings and Stephen's Green. I do think we need to be careful about that. And I think we should listen to what the OPW has to say specifically about Stephen's Green. I think that is a concern. But let's see.
Yeah, let us know what you think out there this morning. We'd love to.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.